Get up weekday mornings with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.
You remember the other day, Paris, that you basically put your hand up and said that you are a tax cheat.
Well, big title.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if you're a tax cheat, to be honest, but you haven't actually paid tax.
Yeah, I've just
you haven't
never,
done a tax return.
I've paid tax. I just haven't done a tax return before because I'm overwhelmed by the task, and so I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
Back burner. There you go.
So the ATO actually contacted you and said, we need one of your group certificates.
Yeah, they threw a silo at me, sort your life out.
Yeah, you couldn't find it and then went, you know what, this whole thing with tax is too hard.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the option of not doing it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically outed yourself last week to being somebody that has never put a tax return in. So we thought it's probably a good idea to find out how much trouble you could actually be in. So we've got Victoria Haynes, who is from ITP Western Queensland, with us right now. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So are we calling Paris a tax cheat or is there another term?
I'd call Paris a tax avoider, not quite a cheat, just an avoider.
And even then, Victoria, I'm not actually avoiding paying tax. I pay tax. I'm just avoiding doing it, right? So I can't go to jail.
Yeah, can't go to jail. Might end up with a fine, but nothing we can't sort out for you.
Awesome.
Okay, so how many years, Paris, have you gone without putting a tax return in?
So I was under the impression that you can't put a tax return in before the age of 18. So I've had my 18th birthday, 19th, and my 20th since then. So 3 years of tax. But I've been working since I was 14 years old, and in some of those years, making over the tax threshold.
Okay, so I reckon there's got to be something there that goes back for years. What's your first instinct, Victoria?
Oh, Paris, if you've had tax withheld, you need to do a tax return. So,
I'm not going to swear, but...
So we're talking...
No, if you were 14, 15 and you had tax withheld, then we need to do a tax return or at least have a look at it and see what is going
Victoria,
on.
Victoria, that's 7 tax returns I need to do.
We won't get into the full list of things that Paris needs to get together, but is there any chance that we can get Paris to come and see you or one of your team? And so we can get this sorted out.
Yes, definitely. Look, come in. You can see one of our professionals and we'll be able to go through and sort you 7 years of tax returns.
Okay.
Out.
And if we're talking a fine, you mentioned a fine just before. What numbers are we talking?
Don't say it.
Well, the numbers can range anywhere from, anywhere up from $1,000 for failure.
Anywhere up? You're saying they're starting at $1,000?
Potentially,
yes. I thought you meant worst case.
No, not quite.
Holy.
And then, look, I don't think you're going to over tax office any money because then there's more fines on top of that. However, look, if you don't owe them money, you generally won't get a fine. That's generally, though. If you do owe them money, then they're pretty quick to slap some fines on top
of you. That is hilarious because I'm not involved, but I can guarantee you that Paris will be keen to win Alpha Bucks at some stage this week.
Yes, I will be.
Or in the not-too-distant future. All right, well, we'll get that stuff together and we'll come and see you. If anybody else is keen to get their tax done by you guys... Is there a website or something that we can find out more details?
Look us up on Facebook. We don't have a website that's dedicated to Western Queensland, but we have ITP Toowoomba, ITP Warwick, ITP Kingaroy and ITP Dalby.
Now, we're talking a bit of a controversial one this morning that I'm fired up over. Now, this is the wait for age restrictions coming in for the junior rugby competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't want any kids to get hurt. Just to be clear, don't want any kids to get hurt, but I do feel bad for these kids who are bigger built and they might be forced into an age group or a competition that they're not ready for just because they're, tough stuff.
Yeah, well, you never know. I've got kids that will never be big. I was never big. I played footy when I was a youngster and I got smashed a lot.
Mm.
But, you pick yourself up and you keep going. And there was never, ever an issue of, hey, that's unfair, that kid's too big anything like that. So, I don't know, but I don't want my kids to get hurt. And I don't want to see them getting hurt either. But we want to know what you think on 13, 12, 16. Monique is on the line. What do you reckon?
Okay, yes. No, I think the big kids should go up a level and the small fries go down.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have some young kids, Monique?
I do. I have 4, a girl and 3 boys. Yeah. And, yeah, my 3 boys aren't anywhere near as big as the other kids in their age group. Mm-hmm. And I think it is more of a confidence builder, actually. Like, the big kids being with smaller children, you know, they look strange out there anyway. Yeah. And they literally nail these kids. And whereas if they're in a bigger group, they could learn a lot more. And the smaller ones, well, they can, do you know what I mean, look the big ones on the field anyway to a smaller,
I guess,
more defined to their age group.
Yeah, I guess you can understand it when you think, okay, well, let's try and keep these kids playing sport. And when there's a lot of, you know, emphasis on kids spending way, way too much time on their iPads and, you know, too much screen time. And then when you get them out playing sport and they get smashed, you know, the first or second time they play, well, they're not going to get back out there on the field. Then if you have an even playing or more even playing field, you might get them out there for longer.
Yeah, I just worry that we'll get to this point where it's all the middle ground, you know. No one's either way and we're all just playing, you know, everyone's average out there. And I like that there's differences. That's what sport is.
Yeah.
Well, it gives you, if you've got a big fella on the field that you're playing against, it gives you more of an understanding of, you know, if you don't want to get hit, then move a lot faster.
You run faster.
Which is what I did when I was a youngster as well. Monique, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. We'll move on to Megan now. Megan, what do you think about this?
I think it's a good idea. I've got 2 sons, and one's 10 or turning 10, and the other's turning 13. And the 13-year-old is actually a kilo lighter than his 10-year-old brother. Mm-hmm. And they're currently playing football. But, I think it's a great idea.
Do you think your 13-year-old son would be keen on maybe going down a level to play with the smaller kids? Would he prefer that?
It'd improve his skills, give him longer to focus more on skills than getting hit hard.
Well, his skills would, I would assume, be more matured, being, you know, a year or two older than the others that are playing. So, you know, he might be able to really carve it up.
He might be the big fish in their small pond.
He might get a few.
I don't think so. Even if he was to go down, there's a lot of boys in the age under him that are bigger. He's actually playing in a under-14s team because there's no 13s in the area.
Oh, okay.
Right. So he's actually playing in the 14s, and he's actually born in mid-December. So he's actually 2 weeks shy of being able to play in the team under him anyway.
Yeah, right.
And he's still smaller than a lot of the boys that are playing in the under-12s competition now.
Yeah, okay. So he's gone the wrong way. They've put him in the under-14s. He should be going the other way. It's that time of the morning again, Paris, just a Monday morning where we jump into our separate, yes, I repeat, separate shower cubicles that we've had installed here in the studio to see what kind of rando shower thoughts we can come up with. Because it happens to everyone. You spend some time in the shower. It's the gentle massage, the warm water on your body, but also the fact that more often than not, you're alone. You just get time to think about things.
Yeah, and I feel good about this because it's not the first time we've been in shower cubicles together, separate shower cubicles, but we're in the same room.
We are in the same room, but there's a bit of distance in between us. I'm going into my cubicle, cubicle 1. You're in cubicle 8. There are 6 other cubicles in between us. So, you know, we should, or is that 7? No, it's 6. So, you know, we should be fine.
Walls are a bit weird, but other than that.
Can we not bring the awkwardness into this? Because one of my wife's friends across the weekend said, there is a massive age difference between the two of you. You should probably not be doing shower thoughts anymore. That is awkward. And that's why I'm painting the picture that there is a fair amount of distance in between us, solid walls in between us as well. Let's just say we're both wearing wetsuits as we get into shower thoughts for this morning. You ready to go, Paris?
Yes.
Are you okay down in your shower cubicle? Mm-hmm. All right, let's turn our water on.
I can hardly hear you. I'm so far away.
Thank you. I can go home, which is nice. Okay.
All right. I've got a shower thought for you.
Yeah, what is it?
All right. So you go jogging, right? You're fit. Mm-hmm. And we put on activewear.
Yep.
Why do we do that? You could jog in any clothes. So you put it on so people don't think we're running away from anything.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
I like that. Because if you were just running in a pair of jeans.
Yeah, people would be like, what's that freaker?
Yeah. What are they doing? Well, they must have done something wrong. Mm. Speaking of fitness, You know what? The gym is really just a place dedicated to fighting gravity.
Really?
Because you're lifting heavy things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
All right. Do you clean your house, Ross? You probably don't.
Sometimes.
I'll leave your toilet open when you flush. That's not what cleaning house is. But do you ever clean your vacuum? If you have to wipe it down on the outside,
yeah.
Do you then become the vacuum cleaner?
Hey! I like that one. I like that one. When you think about it, beef jerky is just meat raisins. Just dried meat.
If that noise became a food, it would be beef jerky. Wouldn't it?
Not keen on beef jerky.
No. Just eat my leather belt instead. You know, there's that saying about a ton of feathers and a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And then you get in an elevator and it says it can only hold one ton.
Yeah.
In my head, a ton of people is like 30 people.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Yeah.
It's only like 12 people.
Yeah, it's not many people.
That is mental. It's not many.
No, it's not many people at all. That is true. And on that note, what we might do is get out of our shower cubicle. Because my hands are all wrinkly, and I think our shower thoughts are done for this morning.
I'm simply too clean. Get me out of here.
Okay, thank you. It's Hit FM.
Get up weekday morning with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hit.com.au.